Galway United secured a very deserved 1-0 victory over Derry City at the Brandywell on Friday night. The only goal of the game came in the 85th minute from Stephen Walsh. A long ball upfield from the Galway defence, the ball bounced over the head of Mark Connolly, the Derry centre half. Walsh controlled it well and he rolled it past the static Derry keeper Brian Maher from inside the box. The first half was devoid of any real note bar one. On the 38th minute, Galway attacked through David Hurley down the inside right. His arcing pass to the back post was hit goalward by Carlo Sullivan, who hit the post with his effort, which fortunately for Derry was ruled offside. The game picked up in the second half. On 48 minutes, Michael Duffy's cross from the left fell a bit short for Danny Mullen, who tried to meet it with his head 6 yards out. On 58 minutes, Galway's Kazim fouled McInniff on the right side of the Galway box. Mark Connolly headed over from the resultant free kick. On 65 minutes, a poor Connolly clearance fell to Galway and Dervin was sent clear, but Maher in the Derry goal made a brilliant save to parry the ball and save Connolly's blushes. On 88 minutes, a Derry free kick from the left of the area was knocked down for Shane McAlaney, whose shot at goal from 8 yards out was blocked. In the 90th minute, McMullen's excellent cross from the right was smashed wide of goal by Michael Duffy from inside the box. Derry didn't get very much from tonight's game and they probably didn't deserve it. It was a very low power performance from the team. But Galway, under the guidance of Caulfield and former Finn Harps boss Ali Horgan, really did their homework. They had a game plan, it worked well, and they deservedly ran out winners. It finished at the Brandywell, Derry City 0, Galway United 1.